This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
To Border, the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Voted on by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association. The award-winning Wendy's Big Show.
Let's get ready to rock. Let's get ready to go. Get set. Ready. Get up. Hey. Let's get it on.
The Wendy's Big Show.
Oh, showtime, baby.
Play some ball.
Showtime.
This is the Wendy's Big Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, former Badger and Packers running back Gary Ellerson, and the inventor of the Lambeau Leap, Leroy Butler.
Well, it's the Big Show.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh, live from the Lakeland University studios with online learning and 7 locations throughout the state. Learn on your terms. Lakeland.edu. Joining us now is Eric Name of The Athletic. Covers the Milwaukee Bucks on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 800-44-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Don't forget, Jordy Nelson, former Packer wide receiver, joins us in 30 minutes. Eric, thanks for coming on with Gary Ellerson and myself.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Did you get a ring?
No.
See? Told you. I didn't think he would.
Yeah, but how does that work? I mean, beat writers don't normally get rings, do they, Eric?
No. Right. Not at all.
Right. Are you going to go buy one for $10,000, Eric?
If I had that type of change lying around, Sparky, maybe.
Well, he can get that one for $9.99.
He's got that athletic money. I just figured he had it in a bank. Like, no problem. I got you. Athletic
takes care. If someone can get me one for $3.99, I'm in.
Like $3.99. Yeah. Right. Eric, let's talk about last night and what that was like to be a part of and witness and the players and everything that went around that last night.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought it was really cool, right? Like, it's something that... I mean, a number of people in Milwaukee probably thought they were never going to see.
Yes.
So, getting to see one was just kind of amazing. And, you know, I'm sure there are people lucky enough out there that were there in 71. And, I mean, the hope would be that there's going to be another one next year or 2 years or 3 years or however many years down the road. But I just thought, you know, getting to see so many happy Milwaukeeans hang out and just get to see that was really cool. And I thought, you know, you get to see a guy like Herb Cole get a ring where, you know, the organization didn't have to give him a ring. The karmic gods would say you did have to give that man a ring for making sure that the team stayed in Milwaukee, make sure that the arena got built. So I just thought it was cool to see him get a ring. And then, obviously, you know, everyone has kind of gotten to be a part of Giannis's journey, and it's not always like that. Sometimes, you know, you're bringing in just a guy from who knows where. Like, if you're the Toronto Raptors, you have a guy like Kawhi Leonard who you knew for a year that came and then left, and that was it. But Giannis has been every Bucks fan's guy. Everyone got to see him grow up. Everyone got to see him kind of go on this journey. So I think just for everyone to get that opportunity and to see it, it was just really cool.
No, it really was. And I would agree with you on the Sterling to Cole. I mean, I mean, here's a guy that, you know, had this team for a long, long time, owned it, could have sold it to anybody, kept it here in Milwaukee. I thought it was fitting that he got one. I thought that was one of the biggest moments. The other biggest moment for me may not be about the ring, but I was like, man, how do I get me one of them sweat tops they got on?
Those are clean. Those are very clean. I don't know if I can pull off white and gold and manage to ironically keep it clean. But yeah, it was those were sharp. I like them.
You didn't get one?
No, man. No.
Tell Eric how much you spent for yours, Gary.
I immediately went online on the Nike app and paid $150 for it.
No chance.
That a boy, Gary.
Right?
That a boy.
Yeah, right? No, I had no. to.
$150 for a sweatshirt.
Now,
no.
Now, I got it for my son for his birthday. Not for birthday. For Christmas. And you're right about white. Now, that you just said that. Because I know he's going to waste ketchup on it or mustard.
Yep. Yeah, it's probably going to happen. You're right. Hey, this Bucks.
It is white.
Yeah, it is white. This Bucks team. You know, I think you watch the game and as a Bucks fan, you're like, oh man, this is amazing. But the thing that really makes it as good as it was is, I don't know if you could really tell watching on TV or whatever, it just feels like there's more of a sense of confidence within this group maybe than there has been in years past right away to start this season. I think winning that championship kind of just puts you in a different mindset once you've done it.
Yeah, it's been kind of unusual for me to watch because, you know, as someone who's covered the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't know what championship swagger looks like.
Right.
But whatever it does look like, I think was on full display last night because we've seen it throughout the preseason where just about everyone that is returning from last year feels a level of confidence, feels like they know where they need to be, and not just like on the floor or what that might mean, like just emotionally and mentally and everything that they need at this moment, they know that they have or they can handle. Like it is really just impressive to see a guy like Giannis go out there and just get to his mid-range jumper and just say, yeah, this is the shot that I want. And he didn't even have the best shooting night last night, but there is just a level of confidence where he knows that he can back somebody down and get to their spot. You know, Chris Middleton is someone that's always had that, but it's not always, you know, there's nights where Chris knows how to get to his spots and then misses a bunch of shots. That ain't happening right now. Like, he's just getting to his spots and doing whatever he wants. I mean, even if you go as far down the roster as Pat Connaughton, right? 20 points last night, I think the third time he scored 20 as a Buck, that's his Bucks high is 20. He looked like, I mean, he was everywhere. Every time there was an open drive that the Nets stepped up and stopped at the rim, oh, look at that. There's Pat Connaughton streaking down the lane, and he's about to get a dunk. Or, I mean, he even traded one for himself last night. He split a double team last night.
Sure did.
Pat Connaughton off the dribble.
Yep.
Split a double team, got all the way to the rack and laid it in with his right hand. That is not something Pat Connaughton has done. That is not how this goes. And yet, here on opening night, you're seeing 20 points from Pat Connaughton, and he's doing that. And then, I mean, a guy like Jordan Warren.
There we go.
15 points, 6 rebounds last night in 27 minutes. I mean, if he doesn't play the final 3 minutes, like garbage time, maybe it looks like 20 minutes, 24, somewhere in there. That's something that people have been clamoring for. It's something that, frankly, I didn't really expect.
And he had a block.
The Bucks have a bunch of injuries right now, and honestly, the block is so interesting because after the game, Jordan Wara was like, "I was gonna get punched on." Like I got in that spot, and I knew I was gonna get punched on, and. For those of you that don't know the vernacular, punchdown means I'm going to get dunked on.
That's right.
Because
Poster.
Kevin Durant is going to go up and over the top of me, and I'm not a rim protector, and yet he gets the block. And to me, that was, hey, I have the confidence of this being my second year. I know that I have to finish the possession. That was really what he said. He was like, I thought I was going to get dunked on, but I knew I needed to finish that possession. And to me, that speaks to kind of all of those things, right? The championship swagger, getting better, having this confidence where you're just going to go out and do the things that you need to do, and you have performances like that. So maybe it was a one-night blip, but, man, it sure doesn't feel like it. It feels like this is just going to be a confident basketball team.
Well, and yeah, I would agree with that. I was telling Steve, I like the addition of Grayson Allen. I thought last night he just tried to fit in, but I really like what he could bring to the table, what he can be for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, man. I mean, talking with people around the organization, we've seen in the last couple of years, when you get to play with Giannis and you get to play for Mike Budenholzer, there's always like one role player that has just an insane three-point shooting season. You know, a couple of years ago, it was George Hill shoots 51%. Last year, you have Bobby Portis at 46. I think Bryn Forbes at up around 50. There's like a real chance Grayson Allen might shoot 45% from three, and he might get up 8 or 9 threes a game, because unlike Bryn Forbes, he's not going to be a specialist. He's not great defensively, but he's more than good enough to stay on the floor. He had a strip on James Harden last night that led to a Jordan Wara three. Everyone in the organization is really excited about how they believe he can not necessarily transform their offense, but just give them something on the floor all the time that is different than what they've had. Because, you know, Grayson was saying in the preseason that he is used to that guy can shoot, make sure you are on top of him. And when he's out there on the floor with Giannis, it is, there's Giannis, make sure he doesn't get to the rim. And that means you're given a guy that has shot 39% from three, a very respectable number from the three-point line for the last couple of years in Memphis, open shots. And if he's getting those open shots and he's getting good looks and he's getting Giannis and Bud yelling at him every time he doesn't shoot it, all of a sudden you have this confidence where, hey, man, this thing's going up and it's going in. Mm-hmm. Last night he was just 3 of 10 from the three-point line. All 10 shots that he took were threes. But there's a little bit more in there. You know, he had 6 assists last night. He can move it a little bit off the bounce. I think he's going to have a really good year, and I think you can see part of the reason why the Bucks wanted to lock him up to that 2-year contract extension the other day before the deadline.
Let's talk about that quick. We only got a couple minutes. What does that mean for DiVincenzo, that long term? I think that was the immediate fan reaction of, what does this mean for Dante?
Yeah, I think it's something that we've tried to tell people throughout the preseason, is that the DiVincenzo injury is going to keep him on the sideline for a while, that this isn't going to be a situation where Dante's back in a week or two. This is a situation where Dante's back in a month or two, maybe longer. Like, this is going to hold out for a while. And with that injury lingering over the conversation, there was just no way that the Bucks in DiVincenzo's camp were going to get together on a contract extension, because, you know, Dante's people are going to be thinking, hey, he can make closer to he's not going to make Mikal Bridges money, but he can make closer to that than he can to Grayson Allen money. And if that's the conversation you're having and the Bucks can't see you on the floor and they don't know how you're going to recover, it's tough for them to sign up for that. So I think Grayson Allen all along has been Dante DiVincenzo insurance, and the insurance plan got a boost. It was made even larger by signing him up for that. So I think it leads to a really interesting offseason for Dante DiVincenzo. The Bucks will once again have restricted free agent rights on him. So this could be a similar situation to when they had Malcolm Brogdon and that turned into a sign-in trade. But this is also a spot where maybe they found a different guy to be their fifth starter. And DiVincenzo isn't going to be that guy, but he's got to get back on the floor first. And I think more than anything, that's kind of what this says.
I love these schedule makers. They gave the Bucks their nemesis in the playoffs right away off the bat, the Nets. And then game two is in Miami against the Heat. Good God.
Yep. Gonna have some fun early in the season.
Yep. That's tomorrow. So we'll be talking about that coming up on Friday. Eric, thanks so much for coming on. Always love following you at Eric_name. Follow him at The Athletic. Eric, thank you.
Appreciate it. Keep that sweatshirt clean, Gary, okay?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Take care. There he is, Eric Name on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider's hiring drivers right now. For more info, call him, 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Jordy Nelson, former Packer wide receiver, joins us in 15 minutes.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Don't forget, when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won last night. You win today. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win, so act fast today. The Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Just saw a tweet from Disney Plus. And it says, family, dedication, devotion, rise. A Disney Plus original movie based on the real-life experience of Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis and his family will debut in 2022. Hashtag Disney Rise.
You got a nice story.
Absolutely, him and his family. Right. So we knew they were making it and so forth. So that will debut next year on Disney Plus. It will be called Rise. Very cool. We're going to get to Jordy Nelson coming up here in about 10 minutes. Quickly, though, earlier, Gary Ellison wanted to know about this ring. The Milwaukee Bucks championship ring has 360 diamonds on the top to represent the total wins since ownership purchased the team. The 16 emerald-shaped diamonds on the left side represent the 16 playoff wins during the 2021 NBA playoffs, with another 16 emerald-shaped diamonds on the right side for the 16 division titles in team history. In total, there are approximately 4.14 carats of emeralds representing the 414 Milwaukee area code. The 50 round stones on the inner bezel stand for the 50 years since the team's last championship. There are two trophies on the inside, shank, to represent the two franchise championships, and Fiserv Forms architecture is also featured on the side of the ring. The NBA Larry O'Brien trophy on the face of the ring is made up of a signature batch of 65.3% purity yellow gold to represent the season-winning percentage. Even the carat weight of the stones has meaning. Approximately 3 carats of stones on the shank represent the 3 conference championships in Bucks history. The approximately 0.53 carats on the world championship wording on the ring represents the total years the Bucks have been in existence. There are even hidden details of the ring that you cannot see. The ring has a removable top that reveals a QR code that, when scanned, plays a video highlighting memorable moments from the season. And then, as I said earlier, while Bucks players, coaches, front office, and owners will receive the signature ring, all Bucks full-time staff will also receive similarly designed rings as well. And normally when they say similarly, that means cheaper. Doesn't appear part-timers get actual rings. I'm sure they'll get something, but it probably won't be anything close to what the championship ring is in size or value at the end of the day. And
That's a good chunk of stuff in there.
Yeah.
I like all the different designs. The emeralds. That's what I figured that was. That's a big emerald.
Yeah, that is a very cool deal. And
10,000, you say?
Yeah, 10,000.
Okay.
And the cool part about it is they said, you know, the top, if you're watching the TNT thing last night,
can be
first of all, she dropped it on the floor, which I was horrified by. She pops the top off, it falls onto the floor. Yeah. But that, like you said, can be essentially made into a pendant if you wanted it to wear that way versus just as a ring.
Right.
And Giannis said after the game that they approached him about this idea of popping it off and having the QR code on the inside and the whole deal.
Mm-hmm. Now, what's a QR code? What does that mean?
Like how you scan a QR code for a menu now at a restaurant.
Okay.
Those like bars.
Uh-huh.
And then you take a picture of it with your phone, and then it downloads the menu onto your phone. Or if you take...
why do I want that on my ring?
Because then you can watch like a video highlights of your season. Somebody could just scan the QR code on the inside of the ring and pops up video highlights from your season or whatever the case may be.
So that thing's a video?
Yeah, you scan it and then it downloads the video to your phone, I'm assuming is how that works.
Does it have a screen on it?
No, your phone is the screen, Gary. So you take a picture of the QR code on your thing, then it clicks, locks in, downloads the video to your phone.
Oh, to your phone. Okay.
And then you can watch it.
Oh, that way.
My question on all of this is, that's great, but 20, 30 years from now, is that thing still going to work? Because, I mean, I'm down for it, but like when Giannis is trying to show his grandkids, hey, look at Grandpa playing back in the day, watch and do it to your phone.
You'll have it somewhere else.
Right. How, you know, will that still work?
It probably won't, but you'll have it updated somewhere else. You remember, like, you used to have CDs?
Yes.
And then you had them updated.
Still have them.
To something else?
Yeah.
Well, first they started out as tapes. Then you put them on CDs and you transfer them to CDs.
You had 8-tracks, then cassettes, CDs.
Right. And you could transfer all that stuff. They had means of doing it. I mean, I did that with some of Jarrett's stuff.
Yep.
Football stuff.
Yeah, no question.
Are you taping any of Logie's games or no?
No.
When are you going to start?
I'm not.
Okay. Or you need to.
I'm not recording a two-hour baseball game. Once in a while, I'll record an at-bat or something.
You should record all his at-bats.
But normally I record at-bats.
At some point, you got to record
just
games.
To show him what he's doing right or wrong.
At some point. I think maybe in high school, maybe varsity for sure, you should start recording games.
Why?
So he'll have it.
Later.
Yes.
What am I going to record it on?
I don't know. Buy a recorder. I don't know how that works anymore.
You recorded 2-3-hour games of Brock and playing football and Jared?
Well, I didn't. The school does.
Well, then why do I got to do it?
Well, you need to make sure you can get it.
Because I'm guessing baseball doesn't. Well, that's why.
I bet you they do.
I bet you they
do. They have to.
I highly doubt it. Okay, I want to play this clip for you real quick.
Play this clip for
me. This is from SiriusXM Radio. Tom Brady was on. And, of course,
what did Tom Brady say?
Well, anytime Tom Brady is on, Aaron Rodgers always ends up coming out of his mouth at some point, dating back to the match. And no different here with Tom Brady. It's kind of funny, though. Here is what Tom Brady had to say.
You know, I was studying a little bit on the Bears and the Packers and watched a lot of that. That was another great game. And I actually, before we get started, I wanted to say congrats to Aaron Rodgers, obviously. Not only is he a great quarterback, but I guess he's now a shareholder of the Bears. He was, you know, I saw a clip of him really enthusiastically telling the crowd how happy he is to own Soldier Field. And it's really great stuff. He owns the Bucks now, part owner of Soldier Field. So he's got a great career beyond football.
What do you own, Tom? How about upstate New York? You're 32-3. Have you staked a claim on Buffalo yet?
Not yet. Nope. I want to settle for a few things less than that. I'm cool with owning a few, just a few lucky autographs. That's what I'm the owner of.
How about possibly New York City? You're 30-8 against the Jets.
Oh, no, I'll just take the color green. I don't need the Jets. I'll just own the color green. I think that's a little bit better.
There you go, Tom Brady.
He had the Eddie Haskell laugh.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Yeah. It was totally it, yes. Coming up next, Jordy Nelson. He's on hold. We'll get to him coming up next on the Schneider Orange Highline. We'll see what Jordy Nelson thought of Aaron Rodgers' I own you comments. That's straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh live from the Lakeland University studio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson being joined now by former Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. Jordy Nelson joins us now here on the Wendy's Big Show. Jordy, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thanks for having me. So obviously, I want to talk, get your thoughts on this Packer Bears game for over the weekend and Aaron Rodgers' comments and all that fun stuff. But getting you on to talk about you're coming the way of Milwaukee coming up on November 15th. What are you coming to Milwaukee for?
Yeah, coming to a Sharp Literacy event in Milwaukee to help raise money for Sharp and what they do for students and helping them get the needs necessary to be successful in the classroom and post school. So allow them to help kids out, not only with materials, but allowing them to understand and learn to their full potential throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Jordan, how did you get involved in that? How did that come about?
Just through people and an opportunity to come speak and kind of be, I guess, an attention grabber for people to come sell tickets. Like I said, it's a fundraiser so people can buy tickets to come to it. Apparently, they think I have something intelligent to say, so I'll have to make something up between now and then and make it worth their money.
I mean, really, all people are just want to hear Aaron Rodgers' stories. Is that pretty much what happens? Tell us something funny about Aaron, Jordy.
About Aaron?
Yeah. Oh, no, man, when you go to these events, isn't that what it is? Tell us about 12. Tell us about Aaron Rodgers, Jordy. That's what they want to hear?
No, they want better things than that.
Hey, what about Rodgers? What about Rodgers over the weekend with the Bears? The whole "I own you" thing. He says, "Oh, I blacked out. I don't even remember what I said or whatever." Tom Brady having some fun with it. I think you heard that on hold there before the break. What did you make of that whole thing?
Yeah, I think it's just good trash talk. And when I think he said it on the McAfee show, like, fans who buy tickets think they can say whatever, but if they can't handle what might get said back to them, then don't be a part of the game. So I think, it's, like you said, it was just in the moment. There's truth in everything. When something's said, there's a little bit of truth in all of it. And obviously, he's been very successful with what he's accomplished over the last decade plus of playing in Chicago and versus Chicago. And I think what something we all took pride in over the last 10, 15 years there with the organization, like you said, was kind of turning that rivalry around and getting the Packers on top in the win-loss total. And Coach McCarthy, I think, always did a great job of explaining to everyone what this rivalry meant, not just to the players, but to the fans and the states and the communities. And it just adds a little bit more to it. But to have Green Bay, you know, I believe in the positive on the win-loss column is good.
What do you make of this offseason, though, that the Packers had with Aaron Rodgers? Maybe they worked everything out by now, but were you ever upset about some players that they did or did not bring back that you thought had some more football left in them? Obviously, you were probably one of them.
I think we all had those conversations. I think some of the guys that and I had a conversation with Coach McCarthy during one of our exit meetings was not only like you have to have all pros, your Pro Bowlers, your high paid guys, but to me, a lot of these teams are made up of the middle guys. You can't just have the high expensive guys and then a bunch of rookies. Your depth becomes very short then. Obviously, we know injuries in the NFL are one of the very few guarantees there are. And sometimes I felt we got very short on a roster because we went from the top guys, then all of a sudden down to a rookie. And we didn't have the guys in between that were making the $5 to $6 million a year range that are kind of the core of your special teams, can play multiple positions on offense or defense, and just are extremely valuable. And I think one of the biggest guys for me that really hurt us when they left was Micah Hyde. Obviously, we know the career he's had in Buffalo, but someone who could play every possible secondary position, a guy that was on every special team, and at the time was not going to cost that much in NFL talk of money to keep, and a guy who wanted to stay. So I think that's the conversations that we've had in locker rooms about guys who are willing to stay and be a part of it and just never getting truly the opportunity to have that was the disappointing part.
How did it end with you then, Jordan? Did you want to stay one more year?
Absolutely. I don't think anyone wants to leave, especially at that point in the time of their career. But after having conversations with Brian and how they felt going forward. It was in my best interest to go ahead and leave. So that's one reason after they had conversations with my agent, I wanted to go in and have conversations with them. That way I could hear it from the source and get a feel for how they were feeling, what they were feeling, what they were thinking, because I think everyone knows through a middleman, things will be said differently. Or, you know, if I tell you something and you go tell someone something, then I mean, it's human nature to say it in a different way. So I wanted to hear it from the source, and after having that conversation and how he felt about me going into that year and any year following, it was definitely laid out that it was time to go.
Talking with former Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson here on the Wendy's Big Show. Obviously, you had a lot of success in Green Bay, as has, you know, Donald Driver, Sterling Sharp, and so forth. And now Davante Adams, really probably considered to be the best wide receiver in the NFL. Talk about how good he really has become.
Davante is definitely taking it to another level. It's been amazing to watch him grow over the years. Extremely young guy when he came into a league, and learning the ins and outs of the NFL and how it works, you know, Monday through Saturday, and then being able to go perform on Sunday, understanding his body and what he needs to do to make sure he's his body's in the right frame and everything that he needs to be able to be successful for 16, now 17 games. And then the confidence level, I think, is always in there, but he's matching that now with his skill set, and he's unstoppable. It's mind-blowing what he's able to go out and he did last year and what he's doing so far this year.
You know, and it feels like this offense under Matt LaFleur is kind of tailor-made for him. Can you talk about the difference between the McCarthy's offense and his Matt LaFleur offense?
It's hard to tell from where I'm sitting, to be honest with you, and not being able to watch a lot of the film. I think a lot more, I think LaFleur would love to get into more play action and the way they run the ball. I think Coach McCarthy was getting into more bunches and stacks and getting guys some free releases and stuff like that. So I think a lot of it's similar, especially what Aaron has carried over from his first, whatever, 10 years or whatever under Mike. Carried over into the floor's offense just to have some continuity between that of what Aaron liked. And but it's just being confident, comfortable in whatever you're doing. I don't think there's an offense that Davante can't go and run and be successful in. And obviously when you have a receiver like that and a quarterback like Aaron, I mean, you can go run a high school offense and be successful.
Time with Jordy Nelson. One last one for you, Jordy. The Bucs get their championship rings last night. They raised the banner, the whole deal. Talk about what that was like for you as an athlete, winning that Super Bowl and getting that championship ring.
It was awesome winning the Super Bowl and being a part of that and making all those memories and still having those today. The disappointing part was it was during the lockout. So post-Super Bowl, we couldn't be around anyone. We weren't in the facility in the off-season. They had to make kind of a special break for us that we could come back and do the ring ceremony, and I think it was in June or July. So at least we got to do that. But, yeah, to see them be able to get that ring, which was incredible and very creative. I watched some of it and read an article and all the different nuances to it. Making it into a pendant is brilliant because there's not very many people that want to wear those big gaudy things, but to be able to switch it up and do that is pretty cool and unique. So it's a great experience. I'm sure they're glad to have that and kind of have that night, you know, kind of over with and ready for the season. And a lot of people think once you get one, you'll be satisfied, but that's not true. Once you get one, you know how fun it is and how cool it is, and you want another one probably more than you want the first one, because sometimes you feel like the second one kind of justifies the first one. And, you know, even with us and just getting one, you'll hear a lot of people say, you know, they never been back, or was it a fluke, or they just get hot at the right time. And so you want that second one just as bad.
Check out Jordy Nelson. He'll be heading to the Pfister Hotel coming up on Monday, November 15th from 5 to 8 p.m., a novel event with Packers great Jordy Nelson, Super Bowl champion. Tickets for the event may be purchased online at sharpliteracy.org, sharpliteracy.org, or call 414 414- 410-3204. And they're going to have a bunch of cool stuff, prizes, live auction. Some of the things up to include a day on Jordy Nelson's farm in Kansas, including travel. A Milwaukee Brewers opening day 22 experience for 20 guests. Milwaukee Bucks package and a private chef's table experience for 10 at Mason Street Grill. So want to be a part of that auction, too.
What do I do at the farm, Steve? What do I do in Kansas?
Jordy, what does Gary get to do if he wins this?
Yeah, the Kansas thing.
It depends on the time of year you come down. Right now, I'm actually sitting in a combine talking to you.
Dang.
So we're combining soybeans right now. I'm hoping I can still be heard fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
I had to say something, but,
yeah.
I'm cutting soybeans. My brother's out catching cattle. We'll be picking corn here in a couple days. So it all depends on the time of year you come. There's always something going on.
We got any horses out there, Jordy? I want to ride some horses.
We got some horses. My brother's got a bunch of horses. He's gotten into some rodeo and stuff, and he's actually him and three other guys qualified to go to the Nationals Ranch Rodeo. So we definitely got horses, and if you want to try to rope something, we got that as well.
Where is the National Ranch Rodeo held?
Amarillo, Texas.
Amarillo.
Makes sense.
Yes.
Makes sense, yeah. Jordy Nelson, thanks so much for coming on, man, and
thank you,
look
buddy.
Forward to talking to you down the line.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Jordy Nelson. Again, a novel event with the Packers great Jordy Nelson, 5-8 at the Fisher Hotel in Milwaukee. Tickets for the event can be purchased now online at sharpliteracy.org. Sharpliteracy.org or call 414-410-3204. I promise you, you'll have a great time. And the Jordy Nelson farm thing could be a lot of fun.
That could be fun.
And it includes travel.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay to get down there.
How many people I can bring with me?
Does not.
Okay.
It says a day on Jordy Nelson's farm in Kansas, including travel. This is all part of the live auction. A Brewers opening day 2022 experience for 20 guests. There's a Milwaukee Bucks package of some sort, and then a private chef's table experience for 10 at Mason Street Grill, which, not from Milwaukee, a pretty good steakhouse indeed. So coming up next, we'll look back at that Bucks and Nets game from last night to talk about more about the game itself. That's straight ahead here on the Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show served up hot and fresh. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. After every Bucks win, stop by any participating Wisconsin Wendy's for a free small Frosty. No purchase necessary. This offer is only good for 24 hours after a win. So act fast. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. They won yesterday, and they took out the Brooklyn Nets last night at home. 119. Actually, here, hold on. Now I'm looking at the wrong schedule. Hold on the phone. 127 to 104. Toby Altizer told me in my ear because my computer is being currently restarted. These corporate mandates, you have to restart your computer every so many days.
Yeah, see, there's no screen here.
And I ran out of times to postpone. You can postpone it or whatever else. And then eventually it tells you, you have 5 minutes. You have 3 minutes. You have 2 minutes. And then it goes away. And that's exactly what happens. I was trying to bring it up on my phone. So 127-104. Look back at last night's game. And as we do so, of course, it's brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores, the official grocer to your Milwaukee Bucks. And we brought it up with Eric Name earlier in the hour. You know, Jordan Wara is a guy that, you know, I'm hot to trot all about at this point. 15 points, 6 boards, 3 of 6 from 3, 6 of 13 from the field. This team really hasn't had that guy, Gary, for a long time that you can count on to be a scorer off the bench coming in, right? That typical sixth man of the year type guy, that Lou Williams type player.
Right.
That come off the bench and be that scorer. I think Jordan Wara can be that guy that can come off the bench and give you, you know, 15 points or so on a night in, night out basis. And it really will add another dimension to how dangerous this team is.
Right. So they need to build some shooters around Giannis. And I think that's what they're trying to do. That's why they went out and got Grayson Allen. I think so. The more shooters you can have, they can space that thing out. These guys are going to get open looks, Steve. They're
right.
A lot of open looks. And if you look at Middleton, he's more of a mid-range type of player than a really true outside three-point shooter. So I think for me, you look at this team moving forward. I mean, I like the mix of this team.
You know, the other thing about this, too, is, and we talked about this a little bit earlier, is Giannis. You know, yeah, he didn't shoot the ball all that well, but you can just sense and tell far more confident in just how he goes about the game now. Not hesitating, not worrying about where he's taking a shot from or whatever. In previous years with Giannis, you can almost see him thinking of, do I really want to do this or should I pass the ball? I'm probably not going to make this. Maybe I won't do this. Maybe I'll drive instead. And now you can see him, as Eric Name pointed out, hunting his shot almost.
Well, it's old hat. He knows where the defense is coming. Because he's done all these same moves, this little spin, turnaround, all that. He's done that for the most of his career, well, at least for the last couple of years. He knows where the help is coming. He knows where guys are coming at him. He knows spacing. He knows where his guy's going to be. So, yeah, he feels a little bit more comfortable now when he makes his move to the basket and knowing where, and guys know where he's going to go and what he's going to do. So, I think it's also he knowing his teammates and his teammates knowing what he likes to do.
Had the heel thing that took out Jrue Holiday. They did the MRI right there yesterday. He came back clean, so you don't got to worry about that. He only played 18 minutes. He had 12 points in 18 minutes.
Yeah, he was good.
Just that quick. Yeah, I mean, away he went. And played really well in that game as well. You point out Grayson Allen. Yes, he was taking shots, not necessarily hitting them, but 10 points, 6 assists, 4 rebounds. All 10 shots he took were from 3.
Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen.
And was 3 of 10.
Yeah, he's got to shoot a little bit better than that.
Going to be wide open.
Yes.
It's going to be wide open all day.
Yes.
Pat Connaughton, obviously, we talked about with his 20 points off of the bench last night, too. And then George Hill. Again, I don't look to George Hill to be a scorer necessarily, but a stabilizing force. That can be an extension of the coaching staff, I think, feel on the floor, Garrett.
Right, right. And we're going to get into all that in the fourth hour? Is that the third
yes,
hour?
Yes, fourth hour,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I mean, he can be. Bringing back a good extension, a true point guard.
And I think that's a big deal,
sell it
too.
Down for that second unit. You know, you love talking about a second unit.
Yes, and you have no Bobby Portis last night.
No.
He was a pivotal piece.
Guy.
Right, a pivotal piece last year. So you play without Bobby Portis, you still held him. You played without Dante DiVincenzo. You still held him and took care of business. They played without Kyrie, and they may play without Kyrie going forward. Who really knows how that whole thing is going to play out for Brooklyn? But again, they go to their bench. Here comes LaMarcus Aldridge.
Old.
Here comes Paul Millsap. Here comes Patty Mills. Patty Mills
played
well.
Patty Mills, he looked good last night, though, Steve.
He's the best pickup they had the offseason.
Yeah, he let it go.
Yes, and you know, he's not Kyrie, but he's going to score for him.
No, he, yeah.
He's going to score.
Yeah.
But the problem is that hurts your depth. If he's coming off the bench, he can beat that offense off the bench
for
you.
Right.
But now he's got to start. So they're older, and it will take them a little while to figure it out and get together. The Nets are going to be there with the Bucks at the end, and then we'll see how this whole thing plays out. Coming up next, lots of talk about this whole Aaron Rodgers comments about maybe this wasn't his last time. At Soldier Field, playing in a Packers uniform. He brought it up after the game, and then yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show on Sirius XM Radio, it got brought up again. We'll play those comments coming up next here on the Wendy's Big Show. Do not change that dial.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.